This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company and a brand new guest, Attico Mining Corp. It's a Canadian-based company. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ATY. You also can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ATCMF. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Fernando Ganoza. Fernando, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of Attico Mining and what you guys are so proud of.
Absolutely. So Attico operates El Roble Mine in Colombia. El Roble Mine is a high-grade copper and gold VMS that we have been mining since 2013. Now, the interesting thing about El Roble Mine is that it is a VMS type of deposit, a volcanogenic massive sulfide type of deposit, and these deposits will tend to come in clusters. So you can find more than one in a given area. Now, El Roble Mine is at the center of a large land package of over 6,600 hectares that we control, and we have been exploring for the past 4 years. We believe it is very prospective to host other VMSs besides El Roble Mine. So that's what we are very proud about, this project. Not only the operating mine generating cash, but the exploration upside.
You know what I really liked about your company and why it came on my radar, if you will, is that your liabilities versus your equities is about a positive $44 million, while your market cap is only $35 million. Your sales on the second quarter, you guys did, I think, 5.2 million pounds of copper, and you did about 2,500 ounces of gold. That's pretty impressive to me. What's the next step for the company?
Well, as you mentioned, we are producing very well. It's still a small-scale operation. We're close to 1,000 tons per day. We are producing about 20 million pounds of copper per year and about 11,000 ounces of gold per year. Well, the next step for us will be to bring more scale to this very nice high-grade operation. And, of course, we're being very aggressive on the exploration front, both at the mine, where we believe there is potential to increase the resources and continue expanding the mill, and also outside the mine, looking for other VMS-type deposits that may form a cluster along with the El Roble mine. So those are the two opportunities we're chasing at the El Roble mine. Extending the mine, the known mineralization, and looking for additional deposits. And that's the interesting exploration upside that we have at the Roble project.
My guest today is Fernando Ganoza. He is the CEO of Attico Mining Corp. Like I said, it's a Canadian-based company. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ATY. You can also find them here in the States under the ticker symbol ATCMF on the OTC markets. Tell my listeners maybe three main points, if you could, what they could take away from this interview and why they might want to invest in your company.
Sure. We are generating positive cash flow that completely funds our exploration and expansion activities. We have a very attractive exploration upside, and you have a management with an excellent track record that has delivered on all of their promises to the market at El Roble and on the other companies we have been involved with, including Fortuna Silver Mines. So you have a very unique combination with this company that will give you a lot of potential upside in this copper market.
Your stock price is in the low 30s. Do you feel your company is undervalued here?
I think we're being penalized because of the size, and that's exactly what we're trying to achieve with the aggressive exploration. We think this is a very nice project that lacks scale, and once we get that scale, things will be a lot different for us, and that's what we're after.
First quarter, you guys netted about $400,000. What were your gross sales in the, second quarter? Second quarter, your net was $400,000. What were your gross sales in the second quarter?
So in the second quarter, I have to do some, I have to provide some context to your audience. Since we export our concentrate, we sell our copper and gold concentrate, the revenue will basically be a function of how many shipments we've made that quarter. So I think it's better to give a sense of the size of the company to your audience.
Absolutely. Please do.
Yearly basis, we expect this year will be around $60 million in revenue.
That's impressive. For most of the mining companies that I have are pre-revenues. They have no revenue. So you guys are at the very top. And like I said, your market cap's only $35 million. Your stock price is in the low 30s. Please proceed.
I think that's just a very appealing argument right there. I think this is a cheap stock, mainly because it's self-funded with a very unique exploration upside. So if you ask me, yes, I believe you're right. It is a very cheap stock.
Are you looking for any M&A in 2018 in the maybe third or fourth quarter, or maybe in the first quarter of 2019?
We're always on the look for a good second asset. We do believe that the cheapest growth that we can provide our shareholders lies at El Roble. But having said that, we're always on the lookout for a good project. And yes, if it comes in 2018, that will be fantastic for us. If not, we hope that in 2019 we'll be able to have a second project.
Fernando, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, basically, I think we are in the right commodity. I think copper and gold we're very bullish on those two for the coming years. So I personally believe that a very high-grade operation with exploration potential to grow, in particular in the copper and gold market, is something that will be very attractive for many investors or many people in your audience.
The company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Atico Mining Corp. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ATY. Fernando, thank you very much for coming on the show. I hope that you come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update on your Latin project.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It will be my pleasure to be back at the show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.